from the highway. Thoughts. That's the intro. That's it. That's the one right there. From the highway. Thoughts. I just want to fill it in. I started the blog 12 years ago. I had an NCAA tournament game to cover, kind of. I mean, I didn't attend, but I had one in 11 and one in 13. In 09, in that tournament game, I had written a post. I had started the blog with a post about football signing day, and then I didn't write another post for like 2 months as I tried to figure out how it worked, and then I really got rolling in like May, so I didn't really have the ability to write about anything then. And so it was an NCAA tournament game. You know, we beat UNLV and then lost to Kansas. Yes. So in 11 we beat UNLV and lost to Kansas. It was, you know, the committee loves this kind of stuff. We got Lon Kruger in the first round, Bill Self in the second. In 2013, beat Colorado. Blew a 15-point lead. They came back and cut it to one, and then we still put it away. Brandon Paul put it away. And then lost the Miami game that was so close and came down to the three at the end on the rebound that went out of bounds and all of that. And that's it. I mean, that's the list. And so what do I say when I've had my best 2 weeks in 12 years? What do you even do with that? I know we're not, like, we haven't played the tournament and something could go wrong, and we'll worry about that later. For now, I just cannot get over this team's response to Underwood's press conference 3 weeks ago. The one that made Michigan fans go so nuts. He gets really honest at a press conference and says, look, my team has done nothing wrong. We've had no positive tests. Where other teams are out there letting their players go to class, they aren't testing with saliva tests first thing in the morning like we are. They're not doing our protocols. Their players aren't quarantining themselves. Those teams are out there. They've made our schedule harder. We've done nothing. You know, we haven't, you know, the Big Ten allowed teams to say, to cry uncle. Michigan said they didn't want to play the game on the 11th. They only had 3 days of practice. That's their call. They cried uncle. They said, we won't be ready, and that's fine. That's the decision is theirs. The Big Ten said they would. Underwood said, look, we're just going to play. Like, we haven't been forced into situations like that. We have to play 8 games in 23 days. We have to finish with 5 and 6 on the road, but we'll do it. We're not going to say, yes, please knock off the Nebraska game and the Wisconsin game. We just can't play that many days. He says, you know, Big Ten allows you to do it. We won't do it. And, you know, Michigan fans go nuts and like, oh, my gosh, what did Brad Underwood say about Michigan and blah, 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 blah. Did he say they backed out of games they could have played and all, you know. But look, that press conference, his point was very simple. Like, we haven't done anything. It's been done to us. We have taken on the mentality of, like, we can't do anything about it. We can't change our circumstances. It sucks, but we're going to push, and we're going to go. That was his whole point of saying all that stuff. Then Io's nose gets broken. We had no idea the next day when Underwood is saying all those strange things about, look, Io needs to go pro. He's nothing left for him here. And now we know why he was so, like, this isn't good for him kind of thing. Because, you know, he's getting his nose broken and getting a concussion and misses 3 games. But again, with all those things, the team just took this attitude of, look, can't change the circumstances. It sucks. No one is handing us anything. No one is making this easier. Everyone's making it harder. Our best player is out. It's not because he twisted his ankle in practice. He's out because somebody tried a hard foul and swung at his nose. And they've taken all of that and just turned to total destruction. Like, there is no way. If I would have said to you, the day, let's say it's the Thursday of that Nebraska home game, senior day, right? If I say to you on senior day, and look, we're going to beat Nebraska at home, that's fine. If I say to you on senior day, this team's about to go 6-0 against at Wisconsin, at Michigan, at Ohio State, neutral Rutgers, neutral Iowa, neutral Ohio State. They're going to go 6-0. And the first two of those games will be without Io. If I would have told you that, you would have never believed me. Like, no one in their wildest dreams would think that this team could more or less play. I mean, Rutgers isn't ranked, but 5 of 6 ranked teams, 3 on the road, 3 neutral, none at home, 6-0. One more time through that. 5 of 6 games against ranked teams, 3 on the road, 3 neutral, none at home, 6-0. Five of six games against ranked teams, none at home, 3 neutral, 3 on the road, 6-0. I don't have a comp for that. Like, I mean, yeah, we lost one game in 2005. We knew what that team was. In 1989, if Kendall Gill isn't out for, 11 games or what he was out for, we probably don't lose 3 of those 4. Who can say? But, you know, we've had 2 great teams in the past, but I cannot, none of them had to face that gauntlet. Could 2005 run through a gauntlet like that? Sure, like we saw. Like, we only lost one game at Ohio State, and the national title game was the second loss. But it's just such disbelief. So to have that mentality, to have that, here's how we're going to approach this, here's the big issue, we haven't done anything wrong, and yet we keep getting handed bad cards. To win the final table of that event, it's so incredible. I don't have any way to describe it. So that's where my brain is stuck right now. There, you know, I have all this warmth, you know, like I have all these warm fuzzies. You know, being in the building, seeing that, hearing the crowd, first crowds of the year, seeing Illini Nation just completely dominate Ohio State. I mean, I cannot get over, just think about it. Like, okay, Indianapolis is dead center of Indiana. On one side, Ohio. On the other side, Illinois. One fan base brings 85% and one fan's brace brings 15%. If that, it might have been 90-10. You know, I tweeted this during the game. It's insane that, well, I'll just go to my tweet yesterday. Like, I believe that if Illinois is ever in the Big Ten championship game for football and playing Ohio State, I mean, yes, our fans will show up and we'll probably sell our allotment. But I don't even know how it works. But if that allotment is 30% goes to this school, 30% goes to that school, 40% up for sale to the general public, it's going to be 70-30 Ohio State. Like, Ohio State fans will just show up for that. They will be there no matter what. To have a thing like that of our own, to know that if we're doing that, that fan base is showing up, to know what it was going to be like walking in there on Friday night, to know you could just count on this fan base to be like, don't care what it costs, I'm there. You know, to have Ohio State football vibes again? To bring that back? I cannot say what that means to me. There's just no way to adequately... There's no way to say thank you enough, like, to have that back and to win the Big Ten tournament title and to get to be in the building covering it and to enjoy the Kofi and Georgie press conference and to maybe in these last 2 weeks, like, finally understand this team. Finally, understand is the wrong way. Like, I feel like this team has emerged in the last few weeks, personality-wise. I feel like we understand it now. Like, we know what 89 meant. We know what 05 meant. We know what 01 meant. Let's just go with all the one seeds. You know, when you picture the 01 team, you're thinking it right now. Like, it's, yes, there was Frankie and Cook and Griffin, but there was also the muscle of Johnson and Archibald and Kapalia. You know what that team is or means or, you know, the aura around that team. You know what 05 means, you know what 89 means, you know what Flying an Illini is, you know what 05 and what Darren D. Luther almost did and everything else. Up until these last 2 weeks, we knew this team and we understood this team. We knew they could be good, and when they fell to number 22 in the polls and we were 9-5, we were all confused because this was supposed to be, and you know, if the 9-5 pace continues, we're going to finish something like 16-11, and then what? You know, what are we, and what happened, and everything else. So, with what we've seen since then, and what has emerged, and especially these last 2 weeks, like, we get this team now. Like, Bellows' reemergence, Grandison's role, DeMonte's role, like, we get who this team is, and that's... It's just been so long since we had a team where we could say, like, yep, this is what they are. You know, this, we'll remember this kind of arrangement of players in 20 years. So it's just so, just fills the heart. Like, I cannot, it's hard to describe. I mean, I'm going to go try and write now. I'm just now getting back to Champaign, but I'm going to try and tell you what it was like. But it's really hard to put words to that emotion. Like, to have Illini basketball back, and to have it back at the end of the pandemic just means so much. Like, I mean, the intersection of all of that, fans returning to games, the sound coming back, Illinois basketball coming back, outpacing Ohio State basketball fans, you know, 85% to 15%. The Curbelo video that was everywhere yesterday with all of his highlights, just the fun of this team and hearing, you know, Jim Nantz and Rafferty and Grant Hill, like, you know, enjoying the personalities of this team and Georgie having that moment today. It's just to have all of that back, and at the same time as the fans come back, at the same time as hopefully, God willing, this, like, vaccinations and pandemic coming to an end and life returning, it is the warmest bowl of oatmeal on a cold day I've ever had. that's all I can really say about it. I can't really, there's no real comparison. There's nothing to say other than to have this back mean so much. Oh, I can't, I'll stop there. There's nothing else I can say besides that. We have been freezing cold. Our gloves are awful. There's their old mittens and they've got a hole in them and there's nothing. And it's ridiculous how we cannot stay warm. And we go inside for the warmest bowl of oatmeal. And we can't describe how good it feels to be warm again. That's where I'm at. And I'm just so excited. I cannot wait for this next month. Go Illini.